I met you too early. I got out looking at the generator stuff on there. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's pretty some interesting stuff there. Something else to peruse. Tom, have a good afternoon. Talk to you later. N4DJC.
Oh, no, I remember you mentioning that, Jerry. What I was talking about was that joke I sent you. My esteemed lawyer cousin sent that to me. She's a little radical, but it's a good one.
I'm not at my phone or computer right now. I'll tell you, as I fix the head back dashes, I'll take a look at it. I probably got it by now, I'm sure. But I did get the other one you sent me, but sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it doesn't go to my spam filter, but sometimes it doesn't load up like it's supposed to. But I'll check it, let you know otherwise.
Yeah, it's got an MP4 file or something on it, but I got Kaspersky antivirus and stuff like that, and I ran it through, and it's clear. And he's a lawyer. I don't think he'd send me anything. That wasn't good. But I about busted a gut on that, and it's all truthful in reality. anyways, 73 Jerry, N4DJC, N0TR, clear.
Those are the ones you can't trust, Tom. Hey, Tom, bye, Tom. Hey, Miss Bernice, KI4DOS Mobile.
Well, I can't run off and leave you there. I was just finishing up my ginger ale and link sausage here and... some good old four-year-old Wisconsin cheese the kids got us. Did you get that joke this morning, Gary?
I hadn't looked at my computer today, but I'll check it when I get back home.
That'll make your day.
I'm on the way over to one of them big box stores to get me an electrical box so I can make this, finish up this EnFit 8010 that I'm working on. I got the Ballon wound. It's a 49-1, and got to go get a box to put it in. I thought I had one, but lo and behold, got digging around out there in my junk box out there in the barn, couldn't find one, so now I got to go get one.
Yeah, I ran into the same thing. Oh, I was putting in some lights in my tool cabinets, and I thought I was going to have to build a 24-volt power supply. And these three strip lights are actually in series, and they're motion-activated, so I think it isn't the power supply that's limiting it. It's the fact that it runs from one light to the other to the other. And I was going to put a fourth one in series with it, but my plans got combobulated there, so I guess I'll just have to use one of these. And then I got an email from Amazon, and it said, oh, we found something we thought you might like, and it was $10 cheaper than Costco's. I could have choked him.
Plays the way it works, isn't it? You get it after the fact. Tom, I've arrived over here at this big old orange box. I'm going to jump out, run inside, see if I can find my electrical boxes and stuff. You and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. I think you told Jerry you was going to go out and check on your birds, so... Y'all be careful. Good talking with you, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. I'll check that email out when I get home. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE. Gary Fade sold out. Come on up here to Deer Camp. I got one that's 8 inches by 8 inches by 5 or 6 inches that seals off from the environment. So just want to let you know, KO4NUE, I'll be clear. Hey, Tom. Hey, Miss Bernice. I'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
I'll holler at you when I come out of the store there, Chad, let you know what I find. Don't find one, I may just head on over that way. So take care. We'll talk at you later. KI4DOS Mobile Clear.
Okay, Gary. Yeah, that was my last statement. I was going to tell you, Chad was in hibernation up there with the bears. Talked to him this morning. 73's guys. And I've been going to go out and check on the chickens for about the last 2.5 hours. the radio is a crutch at times, but I enjoy it. 73's Gary, N0TR, clear. I was talking to Jerry. And same to you, Chad. Have a good day, N0TR. QRT.
Oh, you have. LP, Kilo, Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima, Papa, and monitoring.
So 4 ULP, AA1RD. Hi, Alexander.
Now, how are you doing today?
Well, it's a quiet day here for my wife and me. Just catching up on some correspondence and stuff. I think I heard you a couple of days ago maybe say to someone that you were able to transmit on the 10-meter dipole and others could hear you, but you can't hear anything. Did I get that right, or did I goof that up?
Correct. I was on the phone with I got the radio from. We were trying to, figure it out, and we got it so I could transmit, but I couldn't receive, and we went off to different bands and listened, and he could hear something, and I couldn't, and I should have been able to hear it, so just going to probably have to ground the radio, and if that doesn't work, then I don't know what I'll try.
Unless you're dealing with just an excessive amount of noise, grounding will help some, but it's not going to make a huge difference, is my guess. I may be wrong, but I think there are a couple of other things that you could try. Do you hear anything at all coming out of the radio? Do you hear any hiss or, noise, like background noise, or is it just completely silent?
A lot of static that comes out of the speaker, so, here, just a second, I'll let you listen. I just have to, just gonna plug in the radio, just in case I push in, plug in the radio to the antenna, just in case I end up bumping the PTT switch, and, turn on the power source here, and, and let it, heat up here.
RD for ID.
So, just obvious. Normally when I turn it on, I'm hearing a noise out of the speaker. But, that's why, because my volume's down. But even then. Huh. Oh, there it is. Okay, so this is what I hear out of the speaker here. That's static, but, for some reason, it's just not, okay. Here's the frequency I was on, but, normally it's a little bit louder, I don't know.
Things that you could try to do is set it up so that you hear the static. And then disconnect the antenna from the radio. Of course, be sure you don't get anywhere near the push-to-talk switch, but just disconnect the antenna and see if the level of the noise changes at all, or if the character of the noise changes at all, and then plug the antenna back in. If it doesn't change at all, it's pretty clear there's something in the radio that's not working properly. If you do hear noise, the noise change when you unplug the antenna, then there may be something else going on.
Well, it seems like my speaker here is being a little bit finicky, because normally the noise is a lot louder than it is, and, I'm not sure.
AA1RD and 0TR.
0TR, hi, Tom. How are you today, sir?
Oh, doing fine. I can't remember your name, but I was across the room there. I could hear Alexander the other night, but, Patrick said, or Daniel said, one of them, said that we were just, I don't know, 5 or 10 miles from him. I could hear him very weakly, but yet I could talk to David, KB4CBA, who's south of me a little bit. And Bill couldn't hear him either, and he was down by Hartwell. It's just conditions. I don't think he's probably got any problem. Their sunspot's been very low. They come up to about 100 here in the last week. But I think there was a pretty good coronal mass ejection. And 10 meters is just terrible yet until the sunspots come out. And I think that's 99% of his problem, and he's limited to that band.
It's what I was trying to figure out was with Chad, and, you know, I was going with him and on the phone, and the only one problem is, Tom, I wasn't receiving anything. I went off of 10 meters to other frequencies, and he was able to hear something, and I wasn't, so nothing whatsoever I was able to receive.
Was you still on 10 meters, or did you go to another band? Is that what you're saying?
Went to a different band.
Well, then you guys are right. You got a problem there. I don't know what it is, but of course your antenna is probably cut for 10 meters. Is that correct, or is it multiband?
Cut for 10 meters, I believe.
For 10 meters, but it still has some ears on 20 and 40. I mean, you're not going to do super well, but for receiving, you can still have some acuity on 20 and 40. So that's why I was thinking that since Alexander can't hear anything on any of the other bands, and he does get very low SWR on when he transmits on 10. So it seems to, the antenna seems to have stayed tuned.
You are quite correct on those assumptions, and I didn't realize Chad had done that with him. Okay, you guys are on the right track, and sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to let you know I could hear him, but just barely above the threshold of hearing. But the test that Chad done is pretty, you're just correct. That's all there is to it. Okay, guys, I'll let you go. I was headed out the door. 73, it's in 0TR.
Comment.
Go ahead, this is AA1RD and KO4ULP.
Hey, gentlemen, this is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. So I gave the radio to Alexander, and him and his dad and his brother came over to the house. I had it hooked up to an 80-meter dipole, and I sent a piece of traffic on it up to the South Carolina single sideband from my location. KI4DOS received the message on 80 meters and passed it back down through the South Carolina single sideband back down to Alexander, congratulating him on his getting his amateur radio license. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that when the radio was handed off to Alexander, we passed a piece of traffic on it up on 3915, and we boxed it up and put it in the truck after that. So what has happened between there and getting to the house, I'm not sure. But something is definitely awry. I tried to help him the best I could the other night with it, but he's got a piece of traffic there, written piece of radiogram where where he received traffic on 3915 with it. So something has happened between then and now. I'm not exactly sure.
Before NUE, I believe I got your call right, AA1RD. Chad, it's a pleasure meeting you, and I really appreciate the fact that you were so generous to Alexander. That's great, and he's going to make a great HF operator. So thank you for that information. Appreciate it very much. Alexander, you there?
Yes, I am.
I was going to suggest, and it's up to you and your dad and mom, but since I don't live very far from Traveler's Rest, I mean, I don't know, 30 minutes, something like that, if at some point you would like me to come over to the house and do a bit of diagnosing on the setup, I could bring my rig and we could and I can bring the RF generator so that we could generate a test signal at very low input into the receiver and check it out. If you would like me to do that, I'd be willing to do that if that's something that your mom and dad and you said was okay.
So, well, the only one problem is I don't know how successful we're going to be. My station, it still is not grounded, so we might not get a very good signal. And also we've been my dad's still sick, my brother's still sick, and my mom was sick yesterday, and my cousin was sick, and we're all fine living here in the same house, and after we get over this, we can probably, my dad's doing probably arrange a time.
So that I didn't know that you had so many that had come down with stuff at your house. My wife and I send our warm regards and hope everybody gets to feeling better soon. Yeah, well, it's a standing offer. If at some point it makes sense, I would be glad to come over with some test equipment. The tests that we would do on your radio would not require grounding. An RF generator with modulation capabilities, and we can put in a very, very low, minus 70 dB or lower signal directly into the radio itself and determine whether the receiver has the proper sensitivity, etc. But anyway, very good. Well, you take care then, and don't get sick. You have to now be the one that stays well in the house.
Hopefully I can remain that way. My mom only had it for about less than 24 hours, and my aunt, who's also staying here, still hasn't gotten it, so yesterday, hey, I was, a little bit sore in my legs and was running like a really very low-grade fever, but other than that, I'm fine.
Well, I'll let you go and let the repeater catch its breath. Do you know the model number of the 10-tech that Chad gave you?
It's on the back of the rig here. R-U-L-B.
R-D.
The model number for anything?
If you would, that will allow me to look up some of the specs on it, and if we were to do a test, it would help to know ahead of time.
So model number is
546-1935. Alexander, thank you very much. Say hi to your mom and dad and brother for me. Hope they get to feeling better soon, and I'll just step off to the side and I'll be monitoring. You have a good rest of your afternoon. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear with KO4ULP on your final, sir.
R3, this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.
KO4ULP, KO4NUE.
NUE, this is KO4ULP.
Hey, Alexander, did you write the gentleman's call sign down?
In my logbook.
Okay, good deal. Well, make a note in your logbook beside his call sign when you're able that you can contact him to help you with the radio. So I have a quick question for you real quick, if you got a minute.
Go ahead.
We're hanging the antenna. You mentioned the other night that you dropped the antenna. Was it dropped from? Was it dropped while you were holding it in your hand?
In my hand. It only fell 5 feet at the most. I still have the other wire in my hand, but Yeah, I was trying to do a little test, and I kind of shoved up the rope into the gutter, and I was stretching out the wires to see if it'd work, and it let go, and, you know, it didn't fall off the roof, though.
All right. Are you able to see the feed point from your window?
Pretty much see the whole antenna from the window.
Point from the antenna. In other words, where the coax goes into the center of the antenna. Can you see it?
Looking at it right now. It's like literally like right above the window.
Now, can you see, there'll be a portion of the coax that will go to one side of the antenna, and then there will be another little copper wire that will go to the other side of the antenna. Are you able to see that those are intact and not damaged or broken?
Right here. So the way the antenna is designed is it's this plastic box and two wires running off of each side. And then the antenna goes, the coax cable goes into the middle of the box, and I can only see the two wires coming out from the box and not see where the coaxial cable connects. But it does have screws on it, but I would have to take the antenna down and unscrew it to be able to look in it.
No, don't even open the window. Don't even think about it. Just leave everything where it is. So when the antenna, when it fell out of your hands, did it have the box, was the box on it when you dropped it, Alexander?
It was on it.
Box.
It's about, I'm not so good with estimate by measuring, but, maybe about 4 inches on the bottom. Maybe, or 3, maybe 4 inches or 5 going up, and then it goes about 3-4 inches going in.
What a box of butter looks like, right? It's got 4 sticks in it, right?
So.
Is it kind of, sort of about that size, maybe a little shorter?
I think it's not as skinny, I don't know. I don't see too much boxes of butter. We don't, you know, eat much dairy.
Okay, well, you got the gentleman's call sign, and he's, I would be curious as to what has happened between, well, I'll be curious to see what's going on with the radio. So I've made a contact in Australia with the radio. Now, that was on, I forget what frequency that was on, but if he's offering to help you when you and your family are well, just want to make sure that you got his call sign written down, so you can pursue him when that time comes, right?
I'm just trying to figure this out because I don't doubt that the radio was in good condition when, you know, I brought it here, but during the trip, did something come loose in the radio, or did something go wrong when I dropped the antenna, or is there a little bit damage in my 30-foot coaxial cable? I don't know.
Chad, this is Bob, AA1RD. Just for your information, the box contains a 2-inch toroid, and I wrapped him a 1-to-1 current ballon so that it's all properly isolated. So the coax feeds the ballon, and then the ballon feeds the two balanced wires of the dipole. And if the drop was hard enough, those ferrite toroids shatter. They're more brittle than glass. So I suppose there's a possibility that the ballon maybe was damaged. Alexander, you didn't hear any rattling or anything loose inside the box after you dropped it, did you?
Believe I did.
And the box is pretty, is a pretty impact, absorbing impact kind of device. So I think it's, we'll check it out, but we should very easily get to the bottom of it. Whatever it is, it wouldn't take us long. I'll bring my ICOM 7300 rig over with the waterfall display so that we can look at the noise at your QTH and sort of assess a bunch of stuff. And I'm sure the radio's fine. There's just something we're, you know, that we have to discover.
If we can get this all figured out, because I'm really excited to get on the air on HF.
Far, and yeah, we'll get it figured out. And Chad, thank you for all of your great help. I hope to meet you someday as well. I'm new to the area. My wife and I just moved into Piedmont about a month ago, but looking forward to meeting people in the club and getting to know people. All right, I'll jump out again. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear.
AD KO4NUE. Yes, sir. It'd be a pleasure. It would be a pleasure to meet you. And I think probably kind of sort of what may be happening here is, well, let me word it this way. I think the priority here is to get him up on his station. And it's not going to really matter what has happened. Just trying to get the young man up is going to be priority. So I have kind of, I mean, I don't, unless you are there with the radio, it's just very difficult. And I've worked with him for some time, and it's just, it's trying to, for me, it's kind of like trying to do brain surgery over the telephone, and it just, yeah, just, you know how that goes. So somebody needs to be there to actually see kind of what's going on and talk that through with him, and I've done the best I can do, but it's just difficult.
I can certainly sympathize with that a lot, having, I have a blind ham friend in the Lowcountry. And we do a lot of diagnosing and debugging over the phone and occasionally over the air. And it is very difficult to try to deal with these rather, I won't call them complex problems, but there are so many different variables involved that if you're not there, it makes it difficult. I will, we'll get in touch with you when I go over. We can give you a call, and we can ask you questions over the phone if you're available at that point, because that'll make it even more straightforward, because you know the radio.
And you know, depending on what the situation is, I've got a older ICOM 706 Mark IIG that he can use if something has happened to the radio till he gets him something to jump up on 10 meters with, if that's what he's trying to do. But you just let me know anything I can help you with, and I'll be excited to do that. So you too, Alexander. This is KO4NUE. I'll be clear. I got to get some wood up to go in the wood stove. I'm up at the deer camp for a short time, and I'll be clear. Y'all be safe and stay warm. 73s.
I have to also sign off here, so this is KO4 Hugh LB, and thank you for you guys' help, and I'll be clear.
K1RD, I'll be clear and monitoring.
4DJW, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, W4DJW.
Listen, would you mind if I turned, I'm going to turn my beacon on here in just a little bit. If you're near your computer or something, I tell you what, I'll just send you an APRS message. That'd be the best way to do that. If you're, I just want to see what I can do here from the deer camp. It'll take me a couple of minutes to get it typed in, so I'm gonna send you a message and see if I get an acknowledgement. Just want to see if you were close by to a computer, see what the computer was saying.
I'm here. If you don't get anything back with the automatic ping, then let me know, and I'll go generate one. Are you at a... Is your ABERS implementation something that has a keyboard attached to it, or do you have one of those rotate the knob and push the button and rotate the knob and push the button kind of deals for typing in text?
On a nice little touch screen that pops up with a keyboard, so I can, you know, I can type it in that way. It's pretty quick. But, yeah, I can do that.
Okay. I've sent you a lot of texts the other day, and I didn't think until after that conversation that you might be able, because Patrick reminded me last night that he sent me a message a while back, and he used the old style before the touch screens with the touch screen keypad on there. And what the old style is, you rotate a button and you push it. And you push it one or two or three times to get which letter you want. And then you rotate it to the next letter and you push the button again. And it takes a long time to push out a message. So I just want to make sure I wasn't overloading you with too much text if you didn't have a good way to type it in. But anyway, I'm doing some programming right now. I'll wait. If you send me an APERS message, it'll pop up on my screen. And if you don't hear from me, just ping me and I'll let you know. I'll go looking for it.
Within the next 3 to 5 minutes, I'd say. That's about the best I can do. I'm a little slow with this, but I'm gonna send it here soon. KO4NUE, thank you, Dave.
Hey, just one question before you go. I was listening to you guys trying to debug the issue with the 10TEC receiver or transmitter. Just one question. Does that radio have an RF gain knob? Sometimes I've spent hours, and all I needed to do was go twist the RF gain knob, and poof, there was all the audio I was hunting for. I wasted a couple of hours looking for things like what you're talking about, and it was a simple RF gain issue.
Yes, it does. It has a two-position RF gain switch. In other words, it's kind of like a switch within a potentiometer. So you pull it out to set a different range or to do an alternate function. And it's just a little difficult to do that over the phone. But like I said, it just not being there with the radio is just a real challenge.
Okay, I get it completely. I would a whole lot rather be on site, because you can do 100 things in the amount of time that you can do one thing when you're doing it over there, and that's just extremely frustrating, 100-to-1. Anyway, I'll be listening for your APERS beacon. KO4NUE, W4DJW.